Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. This is your host, Lillian, and I have a really exciting episode for you today with the newest Governor's Cup champion, Miss Bailey Bates. Now, if you didn't catch all the action over the weekend, Bailey Bates had to finish at least second at the Governor's Cup in Sioux Falls to climb high enough in the world standings to advance to the NFBR. She came into Sioux Falls sitting at number 19 in the world and left sitting number 12 in the world with $108,000 won. Now, Bailey came away with nearly $35,000 in earnings. She rode Ariana Varachetti's horse Reno to the win, and today we visit with both her and Ariana about this super special and exciting win. This will be Bailey's first NFBR. But before we do, I'm going to run down the quick list of our unofficial NFBR qualifiers. We start with Taylor Munsell, Josie Connor, Shelby Beaujolais Medjid, Riley George, Haley Williams, Aspen Miller, Cheyenne McCartney, Maddie Dearman, Bo Peterson, Joey Williams, Kinley Bernice, Bailey Bates, Suzanne Williams, Brady Good, and Macy Young. And we have a lot of new faces in the top 15 this year, which is super exciting. Several ladies traveling to Las Vegas for the NFBR for the first time. Among them is Aspen Miller, Kinley Bernice, Bailey Bates, and Suzanne Williams. So good luck to everyone in Las Vegas, and we're going to keep the coverage rolling until then. Speaking of coverage, we have the Kimes Million Dollar Breakaway coming up, and they are the sponsor of today's episode. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Kimes, and then we will jump right in. The moment you've been waiting for is almost here. The Kimes Ranch Million Dollar Breakaway, presented by Boot Barn, is on the horizon, and it's sure to make history with its groundbreaking Million Dollar Purse. This event will highlight the fastest growing sport in rodeo and offer an equal playing field for all breakaway ropers. Whether you're a veteran roper or just starting out, this could be your chance to be part of something extraordinary. Qualify for the prestigious 10-round finals and grab your share of the Million Dollar Prize. This is your moment to step into the spotlight and make your mark in the world of breakaway roping. For more information on how to qualify, head to milliondollarbreakaway.com. All right, guys, it's time to rope. Let's go. Well, congratulations, Bailey. I'm sure the reaction after you pulled off that Governor's Cup win was huge, and you had a lot of people swarming you after that.
Oh yeah, it might have looked like I was smiling as my loop was going on, but that's just my grinning my teeth.
Oh man, I thought you already knew when you threw it that it was all gonna work out.
No, it was one of those loops where it was a gamble. Like for a minute there, for a quick second, I wasn't sure if it was going to go on. I was like, oh, there it is.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that it was a moment that had you kind of questioning as you threw, but it looks like Reno pulled through.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Reno stepped up and just excited for what's going to happen at Vegas.
I know. Yeah. Well, that's an arena that you're really familiar with. It's kind of something I wanted to touch on, all of your INFR appearances. You know how to go fast in that arena.
Yeah. We've been there a time or two.
Yes. I have several photos of you blasting out of the box on Rocket, one of the other kind of dark brown horses you ride. And yeah. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I mean, this is the best scenario that we came waking up today. I was like, okay, Reno, like this could be our last run together, or we could carry on. But either way, let's just go have fun.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of set the scene a little bit. Talk to me about your first two go rounds.
In my first round, I got out really good. And I took an extra swing and I roped in too deep, and He was going to the right and then he went to the left and kind of just opened up my loop and ended up falling over the tail. And then in my second, so I had no time. And then in my second round, I was a 2-7 and I did not score that great, but I rolled out. And my calf, it took forever for my rope to break off, but we were 2-7 enough to place fourth.
Okay. And honestly, I mean, I was pulling for you, but reading all the numbers and everything before this, I felt like it was a little bit of a long shot for you to make the NFPR dream come true.
Yes, especially after my first round having a no time. I was like, oh my gosh. But
Yeah. Are you a big numbers gal, or are you just like purely operating off of vibes?
no, for the most part I do try to like know what's going on. And that was from like Mandan. Like I was trying to crunch some numbers before and I like looking back after, I was like, man, I w really wish that I knew that I had two falls made before Mandan. So just like little things like that. But then today, when I woke up, I didn't crunch any numbers. I was just like, you know what? Just go out there and go win. Don't worry about anything else. Just go win.
And I feel like your kind of explosive style is so great for those demanding setups where you have to be fast in the little buildings. And it was indoors, you've been outdoors all summer, but it kind of goes back to San Angelo when you were 1-9 three times in a row.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's talk about Reno, because you've ridden your horse Rocket this year, you've ridden Merlin, and now you've gone on Arianna Veresetti's Reno. And a trade that may not be super obvious to some people, but I was like, wait a minute, she's on a different horse.
This year was a lot of trial and tribulations, that's for sure, because I was counting up the number of horses that I rode throughout the season, and I rode eight different horses. And that all started from after Rocket. He got injured coming back from Salinas. We're coming from Salinas to Spanish Fork in the middle of January or July. And I started riding Mer I rode Merlin at Cheyenne, and then I rode him at a few other rodeos. And then just something inside me was like, call Ariana and see if you can use Reno. And that is something definitely divine was going on there. And that's what makes today even more special, from the run that we did. And like looking back, like back in April, I went to San Angelo and I went to Larry D's, and I wasn't even that was divine. I didn't even think about going to Larry D's. It wasn't planned. My truck was in the shop in Abilene. I was like, hey, Larry, hey, LD, can I come over? And I gotta wait for my truck to get out and out of the shop. And she's like, yeah, come over. And we ended up roping that day. And she's like, get on this horse. And it was Reno. The one
Oh,
horse that
so it
she
was
put
kind of
me on
like you
that day.
met Reno before you really got to know Ariana.
Yeah, no, I knew Ariana, but Reno was there at LD's, and I never rode Reno or anything until that day. And we like it was so fun practicing off of him that day. And I got home, I was like, Mom, like if we ever had the money, I would love to buy that horse. Like I am in love with that horse.
Oh, wow.
It was just one of those things. And then we carry on, and then at Cheyenne, fast forward to July, I park next to Ariana randomly, and we start talking about Reno. And this was when my horse had just got hurt like a couple days before. And I didn't know he was like, I knew he was going to be out for the majority of the season, but I didn't know he was going to be out for the rest of the season. And so she was in back of my mind, like we talked about how great he was and how I rode him and all that, but we didn't talk anything about maybe I can ride him or anything like that. Until like Caldwell, I got the call from my vet saying he's not, my horse Rocket is not gonna be healed up by then. So just something inside me, I prayed about it and just been doing a lot of praying this past year. And it's crazy to see the divine connections that has been happening throughout the year, and even like just the little things, just the little randomest things happen. I'm like, oh my God, that's God. There's no other reason. That's God. And fast forward, I got Reno the weekend of Kennewick, and Kennewick was our first weekend together, our second rodeo, our first perf, and we go and break their arena record with a 1-8. I'm like, oh my God, this is so exciting. Like, it was, I was just getting chills, like thinking about it
I
still
know.
today. I get chills about it.
Me too.
And then fast forward to the first round out of no time. I was just like, oh my gosh, like I was low key kind of like stressing out. I'm like, did I just, that was not part of the plan. We did not want that to happen. And then I went to bed thinking, you know what? God's got it. Like, he is literally testing me how much faith I got him. I just, it's okay. God's got it. It's okay. Just keep doing what you can do.
Every day is a new day to rope.
Yes.
What about Reno style fits you so well?
He leaves the corner really strong. Like, I thought Rocket left really strong, but Reno is such a top tier horse. And he stops the rope so fast. Like, he has a lot of punch to him to where it just kills the rope. And I think I figured out how to roll out on him.
Yeah, kind of float a little bit.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of breaking out on him before you guys got the timing down?
Oh yes, I don't think I've broke out this many times in my life over the season, over the summer that I've had Reno. But there were also some really great runs. Like, when if we get our start down, it feels awesome.
Yeah, like you guys just fit each other.
Yes, and then after Pendleton, I got to go home for a couple days. And I practiced on him at home. And there's just something different about going home and practicing in your own arena and your own calves. And that's when I feel like we really got it down.
So what are you doing to make sure you get the best start possible on him? Is there a certain way you sit or you hold your hand or anything?
It's just a lot of different things. Like, we are experimenting a lot. Like, for this weekend, I think with like kind of like moving my body back and forth in the corner, like, hey, like kind of swaying my body. I'm like, okay, hey, we're just gonna sit here for a minute until I say go. Just little things, but we try the randomest things.
That's amazing. And so I'm sure Ariana will let you ride him at the NFBR, but then he's her horse.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you guys gotten to be closer throughout this experience?
Oh yeah. Even on her end too, when I asked her if I can ride Reno, and I just called her out of the blue, and she's like, on that same call, she didn't even think twice about it. She's like, yes. And it's like, even that was pretty divine.
Okay, so you've made your first NFR, NFBR. How does it feel to know that you're going to go rope in Las Vegas against these pro rodeo peers that you've worked so hard, up through the ranks to be at this level, and now you're going to the big show?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's definitely exciting. Forever grateful for this. But like today, I was just thinking, like before, like a couple years ago, when I made the American Contender Finals, I was like, oh my God, I'm up here. Oh my God, I made it this far. Or when I made the American, it just seems like all these experiences building up to like today was like, there. It's no different than at a big slack. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's
And just it feeling,
different in a few ways and the same in others. Like you just go do your job.
yeah, just you belong here.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, confidence is definitely growing, especially after today on Reno.
Yeah, and you got your gigantic trophy. What are you gonna do with your trophy?
Oh, probably set it on the TV stand next to the Rough Rider Cup that I won last year.
You've got twins now. If only we started giving away the trophy cups at the NFBR. You could go get another one. Well, that's amazing. What do these next few weeks look like for you?
I sent Reno home today. He's going back to Ariana. And then I got the Indian finals in a few weeks. Definitely try for the $1 million breakaway in November. I have the Denver All-Star next weekend. And little things in between. Oh, I have my circuit finals in November.
You're gonna stay pretty busy, I think. Not much time for
Yeah.
resting.
No.
All right. Well, let's kind of roll through who you want to say thank you to for being able to not only get you to Sioux Falls and through that, but just the people that made it happen for you all year.
Definitely my parents and my brother. Thinking about all the years that they've been down at the rodeo arena with me and practicing and opening gates for me and my brother coaching me. There's so many people, from people that has opened their doors to us, letting us stay for a night or two, letting us practice, even like the small texts that I get from friends and the experiences that we get, the connection that we get. I mean, talking about God and like just the little thrills in life. I mean, people, there's so many people to mention, but you know, it's exciting. And just to like share this joy with people throughout the season, I think that's like, that was pretty special.
It sounds fantastic, and I'm so excited for you. And you're not getting like just squeaking in there either. I believe you're number 12.
Nice.
So, I mean, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, not top 10, but I'll take 12.
Well, like you mentioned the Kimes deal, so we'll make sure you hit that qualifier in Guthrie, or maybe you'll just give it all at the, I believe it's like the last chance qualifier there
Yeah.
at Scottsdale. So,
Yeah, I'll have to go to the last chance because the one in Guthrie is happening at the same time as the Indian Finals.
oh man, I guess you're just gonna have to go take their money at the Indian Finals then and make up for it in Scottsdale.
That's what we're shooting for.
Okay. Well, congratulations again. I loved getting to chat with you. And now I'm going to call Ariana so we can hear a little bit about just her experience and her side of things. But like I said, really excited for you. And I will be chatting with you soon, I bet.
Alrighty, thank you, Lillian.
Okay, bye.
The Kimes Ranch Million Dollar Breakaway, presented by Boot Barn, is back and bigger than ever, now November 24th through the 30th at the Westworld of Scottsdale. This open, all ages, no membership required event is the ultimate payday for female breakaway ropers. Last year, we saw it all. Non-pros, high schoolers, rookies, and the very best in the game with inspiring stories that made history. This year, they are bringing you even more, kicking it off with 2 days of the last chance qualifiers with no limits on entries and 1 day of semifinals before heading into 3 thrilling days of 10 final rounds starting on Thursday. Plus, live music with Josh Malloy on Friday night and the Grammy-winning country star Ashley McBride on Saturday night. Contestants can expect a luxury experience at one of the premier equine venues in the nation with a back number welcome party featuring a surprise concert, a friends and family Thanksgiving meal, and more. Whether you're coming to claim your piece of the million, cheer on the best of the best in breakaway roping, or enjoy great country music, don't miss it. Visit milliondollarbreakaway.com for more information and to get your tickets today. And now it's back to the episode.
Well, hello, Ariana. I didn't tell you, you actually called me while I was on the phone with Bailey.
I assume that maybe you were speaking to her or somebody.
So, but we called to talk about Reno and I mean, talk about kind of how the end of the season went and he and Bailey, and now you're going to get him back for some of the qualifiers down there in Texas. So, staying busy.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's over, but we've got some really big rodeos like to right at the beginning of the season, Texas Circuit, so trying to capitalize on those as well.
Well, I heard the whole Bailey Reno story from her side, but kind of tell me what your experience was with kind of getting to know her and then, eventually riding him.
So, it was kind of like a really special deal at how it worked out. So I went home to Australia for from November until May, and whilst I was home, Reno stayed with Larry D, and she just kept him. I didn't want him to like be turned out completely over the winter, so she kept him fit and she spoiled him. He honestly like was treated so good there, and roped a few on him like every now and then. And I think it was like the end of November or maybe the beginning of December. Bailey was at the house, and Larry D said, like, told her to rope a few on him, because I was at the time, like, I was thinking about selling him. And I mean, we weren't going to put him out there for on sale kind of thing. Like, it was just going to be like just offered to certain people. And Bailey roped so good on him, which I always thought they would. Bailey like uses her rope as good as anyone, and is like ruthless. She'll run at the line, and he like is aggressive. That horse is so cool. So I was like, that would be a cool team. I always thought that. Well, then when Larry D said that she roped on him, and they were lights out, like really cool, I was like, I knew they would be. So I think like it just was crossed my mind. I went to ride horses for some people and had to, like, I mean, I was taking them, seasoning them, so I wasn't using him as much, and I was just thinking like to myself, I just really wish this horse could be out on the road like right now over the summer, and like that's just where he deserves to be. He's good enough and he's got what it takes and would really be able to help somebody. And it was nearly like, I bet the next day or a couple of days later, and Bailey called me on a whim, and she was like, I'm kind of just going out on a whim here, like to see if you would possibly lend him to me. Let me borrow him like to finish out the season and try and make the finals, because a good horse got hurt. And then that's when I said to her, like, I literally thought this yesterday, like how I really wanted him to be out there. So I said, yeah, like that's where I want him to go. So I think it was literally like a week we had to figure it out, because she was coming into Cairns. The week was her second rodeo. She went to Bremerton first. And yeah, I said, like, everything just worked out how it was meant to. I'm like, it's God's plan. If it's meant to work, then it will. And it did. And I guess from then, like, they started out hot. They went to Bremerton, and she placed there, it last hole. And then obviously Kennewick, they broke the arena record and won the round there. And I was like, I mean, I knew they would be lights out, a good team. And then from there, it was just pretty much trying to figure out how to score. Bailey, we laugh about it now, because we're the whole time, like, I'm trying to keep her really positive, and she's just, just all these things are happening. But I'm like, okay, this is not like, we're just like, this isn't going to matter. At the end, this rodeo won't even matter. And it just worked out that way. Like, not all them barriers, they didn't matter.
That's so crazy.
But yeah, it was good. Like, and her goal was just to make Sioux Falls, and I mean, she obviously the NFR, but Sioux Falls was going to be her last minute opportunity, and they did it.
She did it. I bet you
Yeah.
were crazy watching that broadcast.
Oh, it was a lot. And I mean, she like the fir in the first round, she roped that calf great. Like, she should have won the first round. And just didn't, like, the calf was kind of a little slower, and Reno gained on it. She had Bailey ropes with a big loop anyway. She uses a lot of her rope, so when she gained on it that much and had roped it, just opened up, and that's why it come over town. She was no time. But when she told me, like, after the 8 man round, when she told me that she drew the same calf that she drew in the first round, I was just like, that it's over. Like, you're gonna win. That calf literally will let you win. You already know what to do.
Well, I was gonna bring this up earlier, but I mean, you trained Reno yourself and you brought him over from Australia, right?
Yeah, so the I lived with some people, Shane and Georgia Iker, and I know we spoke about this when I done the podcast with you, but I rode him from when he was three. I think he was a 4-year-old, and he like we used him in the heeling, in the breakaway, and the tie down, and he was pretty much his practice horse, and then we started rodeoing on him, and then when I got him, like just by myself, like I was just riding him, that's when I decided that I brought him off them then. So yeah, I've had him since pre I've been riding him since he was probably about 4, and I've owned him since he was 6.
Okay.
Yep.
And now he's here and he's gonna get
Yep.
to go rope in the NFBR with her.
I know. And I like you know like I just know I knew that I mean I know he I know that horse is a champion. Like he just wants to win as bad as somebody, and that's probably why I just wanted to give him the opportunity to go do that, because I just haven't been in a position where I can go full time and do it. Like it's expensive, but especially coming from Australia, like you don't dollar conversion and everything, we spoke about it, so I can't go, and I'm like that horse just deserves to go. So I'm just really I'm so excited that he was able to help Bailey. Bailey's so talented, so I feel like but she could have done it with anything. It's not he was just it's really cool that he helped her, you know, achieve that goal and they get to go together.
Yes, you could have done it on anything. I'm just imagining her riding like a donkey and just throwing the longest
She
loop and still
I
making
know,
it
that's
work.
why I say to her, I'm like I said to her, I say like you literally use your rope out there better than anyone. Like it doesn't matter. You just get the start down and you can rope them out in front of you. You don't need to be on the barrier.
Yeah, and he's ready. She's talking about how hard he breaks the rope off for her, which when you're using that much rope and throwing it, that's what you need.
Yeah. And that's why I said that to her, and I'm like he's so deceiving from the corner, and I think that was what her biggest thing to try and figure out, because she's used to riding her horses that like they're great, but they don't fire like that. It's, you think he's like you thinking about it, and he's like making the move and pulling through your hand, and like I love that feel, but it's a feel that you have to get to know, and it I mean it if they had it figured out, like they would have been they would have done like so much. They would have been way higher in the standings, but it just took her long enough to get that feel, and I was like, I can't explain it to you, but you're just gonna have to figure it out. And they did, but I'm like, it's just deceiving how fast he is across the line. And then once you connect, like he just shuts it off. Like he doesn't have a big slide, it's just a punch, and it's so fast.
It's like if somebody else is seeing ear by, you're seeing shoulder by.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I break a lot of barriers, but like if you're just thinking about it, like that horse is just, he's just ready. He's
Yeah,
always ready.
he wants it that bad.
Oh, and that's the thing, like the heart that horse has, like he wants it just as bad as you do. Like you're not asking anything of him. He's just like he wants it.
There you go. And that's why you knew he had to be out there. And I bet Bailey takes
Yeah, so
amazing
I was
care of
like, he's
him.
a winner. Like someone needs it to him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, excited to see you guys at all the qualifiers. And then we will see him in Las Vegas with Bailey near the end of the year.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be exciting. Can't wait.
Yep. Okay. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thanks, Lauren.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Breakaway Breakdown. I loved getting to catch up with Bailey and Ariana talking about the big win at the Governor's Cup in Sioux Falls and the horse that made it all happen. And it's really funny, I actually looked back at the Instagram messages between Ariana and I, and I believe it was in July or August, she messaged me and said, "Hey, that's a great story that I'm going to tell you one day." And here we are telling the great story. So, very excited for both of them. And for Bailey headed to her first NFBR. Before I go, I need to close out with another shout out to our sponsor of today's episode, the Kimes Ranch Million Dollar Breakaway. The Million Dollar Breakaway is about redefining the story of women's rodeo. Come be a part of the moments we'll talk about for years to come, November 24th through the 30th at the Westworld of Scottsdale. All right, guys, I'll catch you later.